It's time for Utah StoryCorps, everyday people sharing their stories at the StoryCorps recording booth in Vernal. 91-year-old Fern Nelson shares with her granddaughter Megan Zobel her journey in finding love the second time around.
Can you tell me about your first husband, Ben?
In 1944, on 1st of February, he came into the general store and he walked over to me and asked me if Mabel was there. That was his sister that I worked with. And it was her day off, and he said, oh, I wanted to surprise her. I'm home on leave. He was in the Air Force. The next day, Mabel came to work, and she said, Ben wanted to know if you'd go out with him. And so we went to the Rainbow Rendezvous, which was a dine and dance in Salt Lake, and he danced beautifully. He had a really outgoing personality, teased, lots of fun. He was there just a few days and left. And many letters, many phone calls, and he proposed to me. And in April, on April Fool's Day, we were married in the base chapel. We traveled from camp to camp until October 1st. And as he was getting on the plane to leave to go to England, he turned and threw me a kiss and waved. That was the last time I saw him. He was reported missing the day after Christmas, 1944. I was pregnant. They reported that everyone on board was okay and he was heading for neutral territory. They had their bombing run and it was called the Bloody Sunday. They presumed him dead after a year, but we still didn't know what had happened. So it was just limbo. Finally, I talked to someone from Holland and he said, I will inquire. They had bailed out. They landed in the Zuider Zee, which was fed from the North Sea, and so they all died. We knew then that he was dead, and we didn't have any memorial service till after we knew.
So that was a hard time. I'm sure you didn't know if you would find that again in life, but you did. So tell me about meeting Grandpa Lloyd.
We had moved to Midvale. Three houses down, I found out that there was a girl who had also lost her husband in the war and had a baby. We started doing things together. We would take the bus to Salt Lake. And this one day we ran into a friend and he started dating Louise. She came and asked me if I would double date with Lee's brother Lloyd. And I said, I just don't want to date yet. I'm just not ready. And she says, well, I'm not asking you to marry him. I'm just asking you to go on a date with him. We ended up going to the Rainbow Rendezvous, just like Ben. Lloyd was tall, blue eyes just like Ben's, had the same personality and danced exactly the same. He was 25 and he said, I'm ready to get married. And if you won't accept this ring, then I'll go find someone else. And so we weren't either one of us deeply in love. We just really liked each other. We were very compatible. As we went on our honeymoon, we were talking about it. And he says, you know, never just worry about marrying the one you love, but learn to love the one you married. And that was our motto. And we had 46 years of learning to love each other and have a deep relationship.
There's not a better example I've ever seen in my life than watching you and Grandpa. It's exactly what I want.
It was something we worked for, and love does come to those you learn to love.
These conversations were recorded at the StoryCorps booth in Vernal and will be archived at the Library of Congress. Support for this segment of the Utah StoryCorps project is made possible in part by our members and MemoryMark, helping families to preserve and relive precious memories that help keep us connected to the people we love. Information at memorymark.com.